The story is Pavlov, the little elephant.
Babar is riding happily on his mother's back when a wicked hunter, hidden behind some bushes, shoots at them.
Bye-bye.
The hunter has killed Babar's mother. The monkey hides. The birds fly away. Babar cries. The hunter runs up to catch poor Babar. Babar runs away because he is afraid of the hunter. After several days, very tired indeed, he comes to a town.
He hardly knows what to make of it.
It's fun to use your imagination.
So many houses. So many things are happening. Streets. Roads. Buses. However, he is especially interested in two gentlemen he notices on the street. He says to himself, "Really? They are very well dressed. I would like to have some fine clothes, too. I wonder how I can get them."
Luckily, a very rich old lady, who has always been fond of little elephants,
hello again to all my friends.
As she likes to make people happy, Emestia likes to make people happy. She gives him the purse. Babar says to her politely, "Thank you, madam.
You are my very special friend."
Babar then buys himself a shirt with a collar and tie and a suit of a becoming shade of green. Then a handsome derby hat, and also shoes with spats. Well satisfied with his purchases and feeling very elegant indeed, Babar now goes to the photographer to have his picture taken. And here is his photograph.
You're my best friend.
After that,
you're my best friend.
2 years have passed.
One day, during his walk, he sees two little elves coming to the old inn. Why? He says in astonishment to the old lady.
It's Arthur and Celeste. Babar kisses them affectionately and hurries off with them to buy them some fine clothes. He takes them to a pastry shop to eat some good cakes. Just then, they hear an
Guess what they see? Babar arriving lost cause, and all the other ones running and shouting.
My good friend, we are seeking a king. Why not? stars have risen in the skies. King Balor and Queen Celeste are indeed very happy. Now the world is asleep.